Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Drillville Thursday, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. Big story of the day includes two guys named Daquan and Keaton. For maybe the first time and last time, and we're going to celebrate it because it is fun, and those guys deserve the credit that they earned last night. Smoking Joe Patrick is going to join us in about 20 minutes. We'll talk some Falcons with him, get a little Ohio State in there as well.
And some United stuff, man.
And some United stuff.
Hey. What's Carl Duke say? We don't spread rumors. We only talk about it when they're out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And I saw some stuff. I'm just curious, you know, like most curious lads of my type. Curious lads of my type.
You're just curious like most curious lads of your type. What's your type?
Like me, inquisitive.
Inquisitive, yeah. You're an inquisitive.
Have you ever been called a lad before?
Yes. I had a soccer coach growing up that was like Scottish or Irish or something like that, and he would refer to us as lads.
Okay.
Huddle up, lads. It was kind of cool. It was like, oh, this is great. This guy's from over there. Yeah. We're going to be good. He was a terrible coach.
Terrible coach. Now we're awful. Huh?
We were not good. Also, we had no talent. That was probably part of it, too. But yeah, it was like, he's calling us lads, and we were doing all kinds of like, I don't know. Everything was named after like Celtic or Rangers or all those teams over there. All our drills were. We sucked. We didn't like any games, but it was kind of cool to be called a lad.
I just saw because I'm getting NFL stuff. Kellen Moore is interviewing for the Dallas Cowboy job.
Yeah,
Kellen Moore. Now, don't say what you want.
Oh,
Kellen Moore or Deion? Who do you think is the job?
I think the more likely scenario there is Kellen Moore.
I think so too.
Yeah. Now, I would hire Deion. I think Deion would be better for that job.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's absolutely built for it. Like, everything about Deion Sanders is perfect for that job.
Really?
It's not a lot of people that can handle all that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I think Jerry would probably go for that.
Oh, I don't think Jerry wants Deion to do it. Yeah. I just think Deion could do it and would be good at it.
I think Jerry wants Kellen Moore.
Yeah, no. I agree with you. But don't you think Deion, I'm like, Deion's just, I mean, he's born for all the stuff he's done. He's a superstar in Boulder, Colorado.
He is.
Put the damn star on his chest
and he's
again.
Skiing.
Let him be.
He's snowmobiling this weekend.
I also think Pete Carroll would be really good for
him. I like Pete. I like that one there. They're both about the same age, so they can kind of relate to each other. Jerry and Pete about the same age.
That's true.
So they can relate and all that other stuff. So, but I think that job, I like what Troy Aikman said. I don't think it's a coveted job. I'm sorry.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah. But I just think there's so much baggage that comes with it. You got to have the right guy to do it. If Kellen Moore takes that job, it's going to be the same thing that it's been, right? I mean, it's just what do you call it? Like an errand boy? Yeah. I mean, it's like that. It's like Jerry just wants a guy that he can push around and trusts enough because he's been there. He loves people that have been there. Like nobody's more loyal than he is to people that have been in the building. So that's part of it too. But I mean, if you want the same result, then do the same thing.
Yeah, I understand.
If you
want
to change,
but
the
I think Deion, if he offered, I think he'll take it. But I just like Deion in college.
I do too.
I like him in college, just coaching these kids.
I like Deion anywhere. Like, I think he's pretty well established now. Like, he's been a bunch of different places and done a bunch of different stuff. It's gonna work. Like, Deion's gonna do a good job where he is.
Where? In Dallas? They're not going to win because they have Dak Prescott as quarterback.
Okay, understood. Yeah. I think that's fine to say. But I think the locker room would respect him.
Oh, no doubt about that.
In a way that it hasn't been for a long time.
But I think just the biggest thing with Prime is, and it's something we spoke about earlier this week, is like, if he says something that you don't want, you going to go run to Jerry?
Right.
And that's going to ruffle some stuff with Prime.
Yeah. He's not going to get it because of that. Or maybe he will. I don't know. I don't want to say anything definitively because who knows? It's 2025 in sports and crazy stuff happens every single day. But the report was that he likely would take it if it was offered to him.
I think it would.
He's not going to offer it to him.
Yeah. Jerry's like, Prime, I love you, brother.
No, but Jerry wants to be the star.
Yeah, and that's why when people keep saying Deion.
If Deion is hired and they win a Super Bowl,
oh God,
Deion's going to get all the credit.
Oh, yes.
Jerry's still mad that Jimmy Johnson's getting credit.
Yes.
Jerry wants all the credit. That's why he wants all the attention and all the responsibilities and everything that he does. Like, he's a credit whore. He is. There's a lot of people that are like that. A lot of organizations get undone by people that are credit whores.
Oh, I agree with that.
Credit and blame.
That's why I think Chicago's is going to go to hell.
Credit and blame. Everything's fine until there starts to be enough success, and then it's like, that guy's getting too much credit, and I'm getting too much blame. Like, well, maybe be a grown-up and don't have a stupid ego and just win. They could have won 5 Super Bowls if Jerry Jones wasn't a credit whore.
Dude, you look at the
– he's a credit whore.
Mike –
can I say that
Troy,
word that many times?
Mike, okay. Troy, and Emmett. And that damn offensive line.
Yeah, and you know what he did? He submarined it because he wanted more credit. Oh, and now 30 yeah. years later, we're still sitting here talking about it.
Yeah. Credit whore. And 1,000 olive spots later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because eventually, Jerry, that makeup ain't working no more, Jerry.
Nah, it's only so much you can put on.
The concealer.
Only so much
olive.
Play-Doh you could spread on that wrinkly old mass.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know Jerry doing all kind of stuff. I bet he drinks all kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, nobody. Him and Phil Knight. And Robert Kraft. Yes. Like, there's nobody drinking more. Like,
Jerry sleeping in an oxygen chamber yet?
Oh, yeah. They're doing the cryogenic.
Yeah.
They're drinking rhino embryos.
They're doing something, dude.
Yeah, no, they're spreading moon dust on there everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, they're trying to outlive the sun.
They're trying to outlive.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Everybody dies.
It's not going to happen.
Bob Uecker's one of the greats. He died today. R.I.P. to Bob Uecker.
Yeah, man. And it's always, when somebody like him dies, it's like, okay, now who all knew him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and everything like that. Or I shook his hand once, but he was such a decent man the one time I shook his hand. Yeah. R.I.P.
And then there's always the one guy that tells the story. He's like, not so fast. I know everyone's telling all these great stories about
him. Oh, yeah.
When I met him, he was a jerk.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man.
He spit on him.
It'll be like, I went up to him and his family while they were having dinner.
Oh, yeah. No, they won't tell that part.
Yeah.
They won't tell that part. They'll just tell the part where
I met him at Ruth Chris.
Yeah.
No, you didn't meet him at Ruth Chris. He was sitting there with his family and you walked over there to him.
You accosted him while he was having a private moment with his family.
You didn't meet him.
And he didn't bend over backwards to sign your baseball or whatever. Yeah. All right. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
They get the pass in the corner. A three-point try is good. And how about Daquan Plowden, folks? Remember that name.
How about
Daquan Plowden? He just hit another three, and he's got 16 points. Timeout Bulls, 9:56 to go. It's the Hawks 94, the Bulls 80. We're down to a minute to go now. The Hawks are going to pull this off, folks. Keaton Wallace out on the left wing, drives into the lane. Keaton puts it up, and good. Keaton Wallace, folks, he's got 28 points.
Yeah, 27. Finished with 27. Keaton Wallace, starting lineup last night, 38 minutes. 4-7 from downtown, 10 of 18 overall. Obviously a career high in a million different categories for him. 27 points, played awesome. And then Daquan Plowden, who...
Daquan, baby!
Hand in the air. Legitimately never heard of
him. Let me see you do Daquan.
Until last night.
Let me see you do Daquan.
When he was coming off the bench and scoring 19 points on 5 of 6 shooting from downtown.
Does this keep you up with the big club?
It better.
Yeah.
It right. better.
Oh, they sent him back already?
Oh, they did? Oh.
Well, damn, that's never like, that's like the minor league guy.
Who got a game today, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's, yeah, but
Keaton's maybe, gone, too.
Then maybe they could come back for Saturday. Hopefully not, because that would mean that the guys are unavailable.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Is there some sort of incentive or something? Like,
did they give them? Did they
give them a bonus?
Well, did they get an NBA check for last night?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're on a two-way contract, so you kind of get what you get.
I know, but still,
they should get more.
They get a bump, man.
They should get a bump.
Yeah,
they should get a. They should get a chunk.
Only if they
of,
score more than 10, though.
They should get a chunk of like Zach LaVine got paid a max contract last night to score 15 yeah. points and lose to the College Park Skyhawks.
They should give him some of his money.
They should.
Yeah, split up his game check.
Nikola Vucevic, who makes a ton of money last night, who got outplayed by Clint Capela. Clint was listening to me yesterday.
You think so?
I was like, trade Clint for Vucevic straight up.
And he gave it work.
Clint's like, not so fast, Bunk.
You still want that, though?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. Absolutely. Leave him in Chicago. Please. No, Clint played really well last night. So did Onyeka Okongwu, both those guys. I mean, if you combine those guys, what you're getting from your center position was 25 points and 23 rebounds last night yes. between Capela and Okongwu. And a lot of that's just out-hustling, especially when Okongwu's on the floor. Last night, and it's the first time I think that I've said this about the Hawks, I don't know, in a long time, because you don't say this phrase anyway, but like, that was a culture win.
Yes, it was.
The Hawks have a good culture now. Like, it's been built right over the last couple of years. It seems like the leaders are in the right place. It seems like the leaders' minds are in the right spot.
More importantly.
Like, to win a game like that on the second half of a back-to-back
Coach
on the road
his ass off.
With no one available playing against a team that has owned you for 5 years is a great win.
Yeah, Coach Quinn coached his butt off yesterday, man. He really, really did. And these guys stepped up now. Obviously, you know, they had to go back to back over there at College Park, but that just, I think that means more or less that the guys, the regular guys, are going to be able to play this weekend. I think probably maybe a couple of days for Trey. Reese Shea still don't know what the hell's wrong with Jalen, and hopefully that foot for DeAndre is ready for him to go.
Yeah.
But I take my hat off to him, to those young boys,
Randy literally took his hat off.
And went,
he didn't just say it.
They went to work, man. So I'm happy. I'm always happy for them, though, because they might not ever get this opportunity again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's one of the biggest things ever is that when you got your opportunity, because this is the highlight of Daquan's career.
So,
without a doubt.
Absolutely.
The highlight of his damn career.
I don't know if he's ever played in an NBA game.
And now you
before.
Get to go back to
You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow.
They were thinking about
God.
They were thinking about Jameis
yes.
last night.
Who's not thinking about Jameis?
Or Eminem, maybe. I don't know who they were inspired by last night.
Oh, God.
But yeah, man, Daquan Plowden giving you 19 points off the
good
bench.
Good for him. Good for him. Good for you, Felt, my boy.
D-Plow.
Okay. D-Plow!
That's not a good nickname.
All right. I watched the Ja Morant dunk again.
Uh-huh.
Wimby did try to block it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Wimby didn't give up on that play.
Good. I'm happy to give credit for it.
Yeah, he didn't give up on the play.
No, I've changed my entire mentality on this.
Yes.
Thing. The Marcus Mariota throw counts against Marcus Mariota.
Yes.
The Ja Morant dunk counts for Ja Morant.
Are you doing that just so you can get the Marcus Mariota thing in?
I'm doing it just so I can be consistent, Randy.
Consistent?
I like to be consistent.
Who likes consistent? Who the blank cares about that? Marcus Mariota, it didn't count. Meaning the interception didn't count.
I know.
But that damn pitcher will always the pitcher will always be there.
It'll live.
Just like that dunk. It's going to live.
It'll live.
Yeah.
So it lives.
But it was all right.
Let it live. What was all right?
Ja dunk. It was all right. It wasn't his best one to me.
No, it wasn't his best one. But that's a credit to him.
Yeah, that best one.
The dude's highlight reel is
it's unreal.
Stupid. I feel like people forgot about him because he was out for so long.
I truly believe they did.
It was like, hey, remember when he comes back? They were the best team in the West for stretches of seasons when Ja Morant was available. Where are they at right now?
Yeah
they're in third. They're in third place in the West. 26-15. Good basketball team. All right, we'll come back. Smoke and Joe Patrick's going to join us. Also a credit whore. See what he thinks coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Of the Midday Show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, we'll get the phone lines open at 404-726-0929. You can text us or tweet us as well. I know I haven't been saying that for a while because we normally just get the phone calls. But if you tweet us a question at TVM929 at RandyMac81, we'll try to work that in there also. And we'll get to Smokin' Joe Patrick in just a minute.
The greatest thing I saw, and it's been so long since I've seen this picture, the picture with Kevin Durant with Trey when he's a little kid.
Oh, yeah.
It's an awesome picture, man. Yeah. What an awesome picture. Yep. And thinking about the game the previous night. But, yeah, that is Trey about the same height.
Yep.
Yeah, about the same height and everything like that, but that's got to be the coolest thing ever.
I mean, because, yeah, I grew up in Oklahoma.
Yeah, grew up in Oklahoma. I got to see that
back there. Going to watch those guys play all the time.
That's pretty good.
He always seems to play really well when he plays Kevin Durant, too. Like, kind of.
You remember that one year when, like, KD had picked him, like, they did a screen and roll, and Kevin Durant, he was guarding him, and he was getting a little handsy with Trey?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one?
He, like, hugged him? Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah,
that was weird.
More than a hug.
I do remember that.
He was like, yeah, he was touching on him.
Speaking of handsy, folks, let's get Smokin' Joe Patrick in here and talk some Falcons with him.
In one quarter, we've got 92.9 the game's midfields. Andy and Randy at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds.
Not you, Joe.
To the best of our knowledge.
Go to.
Not you, Joe.
Go to. Joe
Patrick at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
Not you, Joe. We'll never call you weird.
Smokin' Joe Patrick joins us on Thursdays. We talk Falcons with him. We talk Atlanta United with him. We talk whatever. We'll start with the D.C. search. Hey, Joe, do you have a preference? Like, I know they're going to interview a lot of different folks. Some names have come out. There's other names on the list. Is there one that you prefer over any of the others, and why?
Not strongly, no. I mean, honestly, it's so hard for me, just a lay person, to be able to really fully like discern the minute details that some of these guys are going to bring to the job, whether it's a Lou Anarumo or a Steve Wilkes or, you know, pick your guy, Wink Martindale. Obviously, some guys are going to blitz more. Some guys are going to be, you know, more coverage, you know, heavy. I would like to see a DC that's going to be a little bit more aggressive than what we've seen. But ultimately, I think any defensive coordinator is probably going to come in here and be a little bit more aggressive than what the Falcons were doing on defense last year and not having their edges kind of run out in coverage pretty much constantly. So, no, I don't really have any real kind of preference here, but I would say the one guy who has not, to my knowledge, has been like scheduled for an interview or anything is Dennis Allen from New Orleans. Obviously, the head coach got fired last year, but just because he would have a relationship with Terry and Terry kind of would, you know, they would know kind of the players that they would want to bring in, and then obviously having a relationship also with Caden Ellis, the guy who's your signal caller on defense and who you're communicating with, and the fact that Dennis Allen is a defensive guy. Obviously, he's kind of the one that I would like, but obviously haven't seen him, as been reported as being linked with the Falcons yet to this point. And that might kind of underscore another, I don't know if it's an issue for the Falcons, but in terms of getting the top tier guys out there, this is a defense that's got a lot of work to be done, a lot of holes to be patched up. And you wonder if the top defensive minds out there are going to see other teams that might be an easier road to success than what is in store for the Falcons.
Joe, do you think it's any way – I mean, obviously, you can have the defensive coordinator by title. It's like people have offensive coordinators by title, but they still call the plays. It's talking about the head coach. Do you think it might be a chance that Rob might just want to just take over the play call himself?
I don't think he wants to. Like I think that he did. I don't think he was to the point where he was calling the plays, but – it seems to be, and I'm just kind of reading the tea leaves as much as I can from the reporting that's been done, that he was taking a more hands-on approach with the defense and after the bye, where they had a lot more success, especially rushing the passer. But I don't think that that's what he wanted to be doing. I think that he wants to be the CEO type, you know, who is able to delegate and kind of grow the coaches. I think that Raheem almost sees his role as being someone who's in charge of developing the coaching staff around him, and that coaching staff around him is the one that's actually kind of giving the players their instructions, and so that's how he sees his role. Now, if he has to step in, he will, but ultimately I think he wants a guy who he knows, trusts, and feels like can do the job without him having to pester.
As an esteemed member of the media and our Falcons reporter for 92.9 The Game, did you have a problem with the timeline of the firing?
Yeah, I did. I did.
I thought you
and,
might.
You know, yeah. I mean, I kind of vented to you guys on Thursday after we had just gotten out of that press conference with Terry Fontenot, where we like didn't really get any answers. And then of course it's like they announced it on Saturday, 2 days after they, you know, done their last presser with media for the foreseeable future. And now we don't get to kind of ask about why, you know, what did you see in your evaluation that made you come to this point where you wanted to make this decision? Specifically, like what things on the field were happening that kind of weren't up to muster. Like that would be very, you know, useful information for Falcons fans to have. And unfortunately, they're not going to be able to get that. And then when you get – next time we talk to these people, you know, it'll be around the draft. Or, you know, we'll obviously kind of get into some of the defensive stuff when a new coach is hired. But, I'm really frustrating that we weren't able to hear from key decision makers and Raheem and Terry about this obviously key decision.
Joe Patrick, are any of these new United rumors, how true are they? Should we get excited that it's possibly Mickey comes back and this other cat he's talking about spending all his bread on?
I think it's time for a Lane Iowa fan to dust that Miguel Almiron jersey out the closet. I think it's happening, guys. I mean, and it's just like the sense that I get, and we're seeing the reporting kind of, you know. So when you're judging these things, you have to just judge the reporting and then think about why this reporting is happening. And ultimately, if Atlanta had any sense, which they do, they would never want a story about them being linked with Miguel Almiron being out there if they didn't think it was going to happen.
That's true. We're seeing this
reporting, because that would just get people's hopes up.
It'd be very disappointing if it doesn't happen. People are going to be very bummed out.
And Garth says all the time, we do not want to overpromise and underdeliver. We obviously want to do the opposite. And so I think that there would be no way the club would be letting the reporting get to this point if there wasn't some real substance behind it. So I think that he is on the way. And then this other guy, Emmanuel, I don't even know how to actually pronounce his name, Emmanuel Latte Lass. I think it's like, that's the best way I know how to pronounce it. I think he's going to be a star in MLS. Atlanta is on the verge of paying out a record transfer fee for this guy from Middlesbrough, but he really does seem to be the real deal in his prime, goal-scoring track record at some of the highest levels in the sport. Honestly, it's a coup to get a player of that stature to come over at this point in his career to America to play, and it's really exciting. And when you look at what those two players will add to some of the other players that are already here, it's a really, really solid core. And I think one that with Miguel, obviously Atlanta United fans will be just dying to get behind, which will be great. A great breath of fresh air for this fan base and this team.
Is he the same guy that left? I mean, I know he's older, but is he still capable of what he was when he was here?
I don't think he's the same guy that left Atlanta United, but he does still have some of the same qualities. He still has pace, maybe not exactly the same pace he had, but plenty that will get this team really, really dangerous on the counterattack. The one thing that I'm worried about with him, Andy, is injuries. You know, he's kind of not been playing regularly since he's been to Newcastle, and part of that has been down to injuries. Part of it's been down to, like, the cell that's been going on over there as well, and the fact that he's kind of a tweener player, that half-winger, half-midfielder type. And so I just don't think that Newcastle as a club ever really utilized him the way that he wanted. But when you don't play regularly, you can say, like, well, tread that's not worn on the tires, but this isn't foot guys are, like, taking hits or anything. You actually want to be playing regularly because that would indicate that you have a certain level of fitness about you and that you are kind of just physically durable to go out there and run and do some of those sprints that are required. So I'm a little bit concerned I'm very willing to take on, because I think that there's so much that Miguel can add to the club, both on the field and off, that I think it's an opportunity that Atlanta, it would be very hard to have seen Miguel Almirón go to, especially a nearby club in Charlotte where he was heavily linked for a long time. Glad to have him back in the A for sure.
Be horrible for him, too.
Hell yeah, Charlotte stinks. But JP, you going to be in the building on Monday as a media member or as a fan posing as a media member?
I was just talking to Abe about this. You know, I could have inquired about whether I could have gotten in as a media member. I'm going to watch it at home. You know, it's one of those things where sometimes you just need that kind of thing with no other people around and just you and a very loud TV. Yell at times if you need or curse or, you know, have a smoke break. I don't know. Whatever floats your fancy. But that's the kind of mode I'm going to be in on Monday night. Which, you know, would have been fun to be in the building, but also you would have had to maintain some level of decor and modesty there in the press box, which I don't know if I could do.
Nah, you're doing the right thing. Like watching your favorite team play in the press box is silent.
It's almost torture.
It's awful. Like if you're working, it's fine. That's no big deal. But like if you don't want to do that. What do you think happens?
Right. I mean, so I was talking to a friend about this. Like, I haven't been this confident in, an Ohio State in a big game. Let's just call it a big game. It feels a lot like that Florida National Championship where Ohio State ended up getting smoked 41-14. And that was a big, narrative downturn for Ohio State as a program after that Florida loss. But I felt so confident going into that game. I feel like just as confident I feel like going into this game. And the other thing, the fact that last time I was this confident the team got blown out, is also, maybe it was that Michigan game, actually, that happened about a month ago. And Notre Dame kind of has that style of game to Michigan where they're going to want to beat you up front, make the game really quick, keep the clock moving and all that. And so clearly it's not something that Ohio State dealt with well the last time they faced it. So they're going to need to be a lot better. But I think that also the coaching staff has really improved and figured out a way to be the winner in those kinds of games.
Yeah, you like him. You like him now. We get it.
Yeah,
that's
your boy.
We get it. Joe, thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Good luck to your Buckeyes on Monday night. Smoking Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta. Also covers Atlanta United as well. That's why we fit in the Atlanta United questions. And I don't know. Sounds pretty confident that Miguel Almirón's coming back.
Awesome. I love Biggie.
Yeah. It was so fun.
Yeah. Bring Joseph back, baby.
Bring him back.
Bring him back, man. The best goal scorer in club history.
What's Gressel up to? Bring him back.
Probably coaching Pee Wee somewhere.
Bring him back. Dust him off. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open. 404-720-929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. AMA to wrap up.
Can we get this snow to melt?
Yeah.
Please.
Come on, son.
Please melt snow. My damn steps, the front steps at the house, it's like ice blocks on the steps.
Yeah.
I had to go out there and break them up this morning.
I know.
Yeah, dog. And I don't want the Amazon man slipping and then I'm, you know.
And then you're liable.
Then I'm liable.
Exactly. Or I don't want to slip.
Yeah. That's how I figured. I was like, damn, is that snow still? I wouldn't hit my foot on it and it was rock hard ice.
Ow.
Yeah, man.
The sun needs to show up and do its job.
Yeah, dog.
Any snow that landed in the shade is still there.
Yeah, man. Get it together, son.
We're a week away, Randy. This happened a week ago.
They're talking about snow next week.
Don't say that.
Yeah, man. I don't need all that.
I'm a one and done when it comes to snow.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I like snow if I go to it, if I choose to go to it.
Thank you.
Then I choose to leave.
Thank you.
If it shows up, it was cool to see the kids play in the snow and all that kind of stuff, but it's kind of a one-day deal. Yeah. This city does not function great.
It does not.
When the snow's out there, everybody's life gets thrown off. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. We'll start with Mason in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, boys? Two things. Randy, you from Fort Valley, and, you know, y'all got them wild hogs out there like cockroaches.
Right.
So my question for you is, you ever had any wild hog, and do you like it? And then Andy, me and the boys taking a golf trip. We go once a year usually. This year we're going to Hilton Head. So you got a club out there that you prefer to play or, you know, recommend us to try out.
All right, Mason.
All right.
They got wild hogs down there?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure they do. But I'm not freaking Sylvester Stallone and Rambo in First Blood. Remember he jumped off that damn tree and stabbed that wild ass pig?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, that thing on a spit in like 9 minutes.
Yeah, that thing on a spit.
He was starving.
Yeah, no, that ain't no damn wild hog, man. What's wrong with you, Mason?
What are we talking about, wild hogs though? Like,
I don't know.
Some of those like boars, they'll kill you.
Yeah, they will.
They're not boars like with tusks.
Okay.
They're just feral pigs that are out in the wild.
They're just out there.
Yeah. Now they are mean and aggressive.
How's the bacon taste?
Same.
It's about the same thing.
Probably pretty good.
So I had some bacon. Yeah, I had some pig bacon.
So you have had them or no?
I don't know if it's a wild hog. Yeah.
Mason was probably asking, so in any family get-togethers, do you go out and kill a hog and come home and clean and cook it? Most of your bacon probably comes from the store, I would imagine.
Oh, no. I've never done it. Now, I've cooked pigs before, but I've never done it before.
We went over. You got a whole grill special just to cook a pig.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Anybody want to buy that damn thing?
How many times have you used it?
I've not used the thing since that cookout.
So,
I have not used that damn
thing. Here's my suggestion.
Huh?
You're not going to like this suggestion. Have another big party and cook another pig.
I do. That's fine with me. It's cold right now.
That's true.
So, yeah, I'm gonna break it. Next party, first party, I'm bringing it back out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's been in the garage down in the basement
uh-huh.
since that party.
Well, here's what
because my wife hates it because it's so damn big.
It's really big. It's a really, really big grill.
Yeah.
But it was really cool when you cooked the whole pig on it.
Yeah.
We got to go over there and just grab handfuls of pork and throw it on your plate.
Yeah, that's what we got.
That was awesome. Bam. We've been talking about this for years, and we just need to actually do it. I got to get an extra freezer first, but if we buy a half a cow each.
Yeah.
You could use that grill for that.
I can do, it had a pig.
Half a cow.
It was a whole pig, and then it was like, I promise you, like 100 pieces of chicken on there, all at the same time. That's how big that damn thing is.
Very big grill.
That's how big it is.
It's a very big grill. Honestly, my golf course recommending in this part of the country is not great. Like, I've only played a handful of courses. I mean, Hilton Head. You could try to play Harbortown. That's the one where they play the RBC. I got to go to the tournament a couple years ago. Now
I remember that.
My wife's cousin works at like the resort that all that takes care of all that stuff. And she did say if we ever go out and visit, she could get me on the course.
Right.
So I want to play it, but I never played it. So all a long answer to say I don't have any recommendations. I'm sorry. Jack is in Tucker. Hey, Jack.
Hey, y'all. Random health question.
Oh.
What are you guys doing to keep your immune system strong these days?
Hmm. Oh, man.
Thank you, Jack.
Appreciate it, Jack. I don't do nothing. I know a lot of people take the booster stuff and vitamin C and all that stuff. Now, I don't really take that. If I take something, it's because I am sick. I don't do a lot of stuff to prevent it.
I take a multivitamin. On a daily basis, I take them.
Look at you,
a men's once a day.
Hey, dog.
I do.
Hey, man, my wife buys me those things.
You should take them.
I do take them. I'm out now.
Oh, okay.
And she probably listed, so it'll probably be one of them big ass things from Costco.
Yeah, those are big pills.
They're big as hell. I know you have trouble with big pills.
I have trouble with all pills. I can't swallow pills. I can't.
Yeah.
Big, little, whatever. Even the little ass Claritins.
You can't swallow them, Lee?
I mean, I could. It's a mental thing. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Yeah, no.
Something's wrong with me.
There's nothing wrong with you.
Well, yeah, there is.
Yeah.
You do like the one-a-day gummies?
I chew it.
Multivitamin?
No, I chew up those big, nasty ass pills. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Are they flavored?
I'm so numb to that now. Like, I've chewed so many disgusting pills that it just is what it is.
Out here eating chalk sticks.
Yeah.
I'll bite a liquid gel cap.
Damn, homie.
It's not.
What's that like?
I've never.
Gross.
It's like a gusher. What's
it's like
problem?
A gusher that tastes disgusting.
Damn, homie.
See, I don't know what I do when if I start getting an itch in my throat or a sniffle, like repeatedly, not just eating spicy food or something like that, I'll start taking 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day.
Yeah.
And I hardly ever get sick.
Yeah, we have those little emergency
packs. Yeah.
Anytime I feel anything coming on, I just emergency as much as I possibly can. Yeah. And then, I mean, the best thing for my immune system is my two kids have been in daycare for the last 4 years.
And that helps out there,
so
dog.
So we got it all.
Yep.
And we got it out of the way. My wife was sick for the first nine
months
that she was at daycare. And now they're both... Just they're road ready now. Like they can't get sick. Pretty much, they had to hand, foot, and mouth go around the daycare.
You know,
a couple weeks ago, I was like, Jack had that 3 times. He's good. Send him in. He had it on his hands. He had it on his feet, and he had it on his mouth.
Ew.
He was fine.
Yeah, man.
He's
the kids, they bring that nasty stuff home.
Yeah, no, they do. They do. But now we're all good. Mike is in Dallas. Hey, Mike.
Hey guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love you guys. You kind of remind me of Colin Jost and Mike Shea from Saturday Night Live. Your chemistry is great.
I love you,
dude.
Mike.
Have you ever watched the outtakes from that show?
From what?
From Saturday Night Live. It is freaking hilarious.
Like when they can't keep it.
When
together?
They can't keep it together.
Yeah.
Oh, it's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, but you guys have great chemistry. But here's my question, and I guess it's for you, Randy. Being in the league. What I love about watching sports is at the end of the games, the guys get together because they've been on the same teams before. They've, you know, played together in college and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they go up to each other, shake hands, hug and all that, ask, you know, how mom's doing and all. Has there ever been a situation where guys were going at it hard and heavy during the game, and then after the game, they actually continue to fight?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know everybody's seen the most recent one. You remember when Aaron Donald, the guy for the Seahawks, was it Britt? For the Seahawks or something, Aaron Donald didn't have no pads on, went and grabbed his helmet.
Yeah, the offensive line.
Yeah, they
right?
thought he was going to shake hands and he grabbed him. Yeah, we've had to separate some dudes before. A team, you know, after goes down and all of a sudden you just see everybody running over and they about to, like, dude, the game over. We won.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter. It's right. Like, the best one, I tell you all the time, was when we were playing the damn Raiders and Seymour and, who was the other dude tackle? Seymour, and it wasn't Big Hen. But anyway, we were playing the Raiders, and they were just going back and forth the whole way. Rick Seymour in the damn line. And I'll just never forget, we were in the tunnel where that tunnel that goes over, that thing that goes over, it says excellence and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're at each other's face, Andy, like, because they're locker room and just going, it's just like, and all of a sudden a body fell through the damn tarp.
A fan?
A fan fell through the tarp. fell through the tarp, landed straight on his damn head.
Oh!
Oh, yeah. No, like,
he died? Dude, he died?
Broke his neck.
Oh, God.
But no, like, I'm like, literally, we're face-to-face, but it's about to go down, and a body just comes and falls through the damn tarp.
Well,
boom!
That'll stop a fight.
Oh, it stopped the damn fight.
That'll stop a fight.
It damn sure did.
Dang, was he just drunk and fell?
I don't know. Wow. Dude fell right in that damn thing.
That's not good. Lonnie is in Jackson. Hey, Lonnie.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I got two questions. Hey, Randy, my first question is, the guy was your teammate, the running back at Georgia. He tore his ACL in the Pro Bowl game
Robert.
In the sand.
Yeah, Robert Edwards.
How he doing these days?
He's doing good. He's a head coach at his high school in Washington County.
Okay. Yeah. My next question is, do y'all think Levin Smith, you know, be capable of coming to being our defensive coordinator?
But, you know, because I think they were all, like, with under that Dungy tree a little bit with that old Tampa 2 and everything like that. I don't see why that – I would think if you bring Lovey on, if you bring, like, a Marvin Lewis or somebody like that on, I would think Rod would call the defense, though.
Right.
I would think Rod would call
– That's more like a game plan
kind
of thing.
Yeah, he'd be like a senior defensive assistant and defensive like that. But I would think if they would do that, Rod would call the play.
Yeah, that's an interesting name, too, because – you know, obviously he was around for so long, had a lot of success and all that. He hadn't been coaching for a couple of years.
Yeah, but
he's out of football.
And he has familiarity with them because of the fact, like I said, all the Tony Dungy, Tampa 2, all that stuff.
They worked
like
together
that.
In Tampa, probably.
Yeah.
maybe a brief overlap. Maybe not. I don't know. But I'm sure they know each other, like you said. I don't know. I was thinking about, we had a great call the other day after we talked about what we wanted in a defensive coordinator. It was like, I need a grumpy old grandpa at defensive coordinator. They also have to have like a grumpy old grandpa name, you know?
Lovey.
Lovey's great.
Lovey.
Great. Lovey, Buddy, Gunther.
Wink.
Wink. Yeah. You can't have a defensive coordinator, no offense, but he can't be named Jimmy.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's an offensive coordinator's name.
Yeah.
Offensive coordinators are named, like, Nick, Zach, just with a C, like the Falcons have.
Z with
you know? Like, millennial names.
Yeah.
Defensive coordinator's got to be named, like, wild stuff.
Wink!
You know what I mean? Yeah, Wink counts. Wink absolutely counts. Even Lou kind of counts.
I like Lou.
Lou's a solid.
Lou's solid.
Older man name. I like
Lou.
That.
Captain Lou Albano.
There you go. Lou Williams is kind of the youngest Lou I know. You know any young
Lou? But he was Lewis, wasn't he?
Lou?
When Lou? What his name, Lewis?
I bet he went by Lou. Lou
I don't know about Lou Williams. I wonder if his real name was Lou. Wiss.
Oh, I don't know.
Lou Wiss.
You want me to Google?
L-O-U-I-S.
Lovey's real name is Lovey.
Yeah.
That's not a nickname.
No.
The man's name is Lovey Lou Smith.
Damn sure did.
Huh.
His mama named her. His mama named, maybe she was trying to come up with something different.
She loved him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Lewis Tyrone Williams.
Okay.
Went by Lou.
I never heard any younger cat go by Lou.
Yeah. I had a classmate in elementary school named
Is it L-O-U-I-S?
L-O-U-I-S.
Yeah. On my L-O-U-I-S, I would call him Lou, or we would call him Lulu, but like he always wanted to be called Lewis.
One of my best friends just named his son Louie.
Really?
Yeah, like Louie Louie.
Is it short for something?
Nah, it's just Louie.
Oh.
His name's Louie.
Huh.
Pretty wild.
Like Vuitton?
Like Louis Vuitton. No, there's no S on the end of it.
Okay.
It's just Louie.
Huh.
Like Louie Louie, the song.
Louie.
Mark is in Tucker. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Sorry.
Okay, really quick, Andy, I'm going up to Seattle to Mount Rainier in September. Any trails, any particular scenic views to go and do? And then, Randy, when's the last time you've been in the wilderness since you've been born hard?
Okay.
Thank you, Mark.
Wait a second.
I got a couple for you, Mark, there.
Okay.
Rainier.
First of all.
Yes,
I knew that.
Rainier. You're going to want to get that one right. And then, I don't know, go to Sunrise. There's a million different trails that you can go to from
there's
there.
There's mountain lions up there, right?
There's stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to want to be
stuff that can kill you.
Yeah, there's wildlife that could kill you.
How about that? You worry about that.
Keep your head on the swivel.
Yeah, how about
but
that?
But like Sunrise, there's going to be a lot of hikers too, so like you're less likely
more
to be
more variety for the mountain lion.
Yeah, the numbers are higher, so you're less likely to be the victim.
Yeah.
But there's pretty like light hikes, and then there's strenuous stuff too, but that's where you would go to see the meadows are very famous, the wildflowers and stuff like that. So go to Sunrise.
I didn't hear what he asked me.
When's the last time you were in the wilderness?
I don't go no damn wilderness. What is wilderness?
You've been in the wilderness.
What is wilderness?
You guys went camping last summer, didn't you?
We didn't go camping, went glamping.
I can't believe you actually said that.
It's soft as hell. It's hard, but I was hard out there though. I slept with the because you know you got the double thing for the tent. I slept with it open, so mosquitoes got in there.
Yeah, I dare you to come.
I grilled hard. Like I had that damn flame so high. Yeah, I went damn glamping.
You went glamping.
Yeah.
We go glamping now, too. Like, when me and my dad and my brother and Lily go, it's glamping.
Yeah, whatever.
We're staying in a
but yeah, I don't go out there where stuff at. I'm cool on that. I'm cool on that, man.
What's the closest to the wilderness you get regularly?
Out and...
Yeah, like you said, you don't go where stuff at, which I think we all know what you mean. But, like, you get close to it. Like, when you go to Colorado.
Yeah, man, when I go to Colorado, dog, I be up in them cabins chilling. I don't be all out there. Like I'll go out there one time with them, and like we went to Vail. Vail ain't really wilderness,
right?
Yeah,
it's very nice.
Yeah, it ain't very wilderness.
Town.
But like we go to Breck,
you could get to the wilderness.
We went to Breck. We was in the wilderness. Okay. We went snowmobiling and all that stuff.
Oh, that's okay.
It was really cool.
That sounds.
But
fun.
Other than that, no, I'm at the cabin chilling, dog. I'm at the cabin. I'm walking around the ski lift like I'm one like saying, bro. Said gnarly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said gnarly.
You got to use the lingo.
That's a gnarly hill there, bro. It's a gnarly hill there, bro.
Man, if I was up there just whatever, didn't know you, and you walked up to me and said, it's a gnarly hill, bro, I'd be like, this guy's making fun of me, man. There's a camera somewhere. This guy's making fun of me for sure.
I'm just telling you, dog. All you got to do is walk that walk. With the ski pants walk, with the shoulders off.
The hardest way to walk is when you have your snowboard or ski boots on. Because no, you got to walk, you know, walk like your legs don't.
Yes, they always do that.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
Man. As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day, we're wrapping
up. Andy has strong opinions on dunks.
I do.
Yeah, it's, I never heard before.
I love dunking so much. I so wish I could do it, and I never will. Randy is an inquisitive lad.
Yes.
I'm both Jerry Jones and Joe Patrick. Credit horse.
They are.
Yes, they are.
If you can't go out under a woman, go out calling a game. And as demonstrated, everyone knows a little sign language.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Abe flipped us off earlier.
That was pretty good, though.
That was
pretty good, man.
I earned it. I deserved it.
No, you didn't.
I did. I had it coming. Dukes and Bell coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. It'll be a happy hour Friday at 11 a.m.